Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Fearless Thinking, a podcast designed to help you navigate authentic leadership and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and these are my thoughts, lessons, and insights from my entrepreneurial journey into coaching, workshops, motivational speaking, and of course, what I picked up from interviews with inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs along the way. My mission is to help people unlock their untapped potential by using fear as a catalyst for powerful change and growth, so they can step into the greatest version of their most authentic selves. All right, let's get into some fearless thinking. Hey, fearless thinkers. Welcome back to Fearless Thinking episode 19. I'm your host, Michael DeVue. We're in week four, coming up on the end of this beautiful, lovely, wonderful week of fearless thinking. This is episode 19, The Art of Active Listening Beyond Hearing. Active listening, excuse me, my gosh, active listening is, okay, so this is something we learned. I was an actor for many years, a performer. And I was trained both in improv and on stage how to actively listen to other people on stage so that you could give a better, realistic, and genuine performance. The art of active listening isn't just a thing you do for fun. It actually benefits you in having better, more real, and connected conversations with the world and the people around you. It makes you a better leader, by the way, and a better entrepreneur. And today we're going to dive into active listening, which, you know, somewhat it sounds simple, right? Because we all have ears. But, you know, true active listening does take practice, and it can be a game changer for your leadership style. People will notice, by the way, when you're active listening. People will take notice and feel better because they feel like you're paying attention to them. So shifting our perspective a little bit, you know, active listening isn't just waiting for your turn to speak, where your brain is shifted into gear and it's thinking about other things while that other person's talking. You're thinking about your response. That's not active listening. You know, you're not mentally formulating a response while they're talking. It's actually about you giving your full attention to the individual and creating a space, a safe space, by the way, for open communication and truly understanding what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Listen and repeat. What I understood you to say was, if you acknowledge and repeat, then that's the practice. I mean, let's be honest, that is the practice. You acknowledge what they've said, you repeat it back to them, what you think you heard, you provide your understanding of it. You know, fear of judgment or appearing incompetent, you know, can actually hold us back from active listening. And we might jump in with solutions before we fully actually understand the problem that they're bringing, the challenging that they're sharing, or the zone out, you know, of a topic that feels unfamiliar. And, you know, that happens. If you're at so many meetings and so many things, you could get, you know, you could not be active listening and then you jump in and say something that's not appropriate. But there are some tips that you can do and some habits that you can use to overcome these things. And one is be present. Check in with yourself. You know, when you're going to those meetings and you're someone's talking to you, you're having to do active listening. Put away your distractions, your phone, your laptop, your email notifications. Make eye contact with them and fully focus on that person who's sharing with you, who you're talking with, right? And ask clarifying questions. Like I said, repeat what they said and give your understanding of it. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. You know, this shows, first of all, that you're engaged and helps you gain a deeper understanding of their perspective, because by offering your clarifying questions, you're getting a little bit further clarification on their side. You know, like you're asking them to provide you, like, here's my understanding of what I think I heard you say, and then say it. And then they're like, oh, yes, but, or, well, yes, that's close. However, maybe I wasn't clear. And then they'll give you that clarification, and that helps you really understand where they're coming from. And like I said, acknowledge and validate. Let the speaker know that you're hearing them and use phrases like, I understand what you're saying because, or what I heard you say sounds like, or that seems challenging. And here's what I think, you know, that here's what I'm thinking that you're saying to me. by acknowledging and validating what people say, you're allowing them to have take up space with their feelings and their challenges, without feeling judged or you know, about that, about sharing. But you're also acknowledging that that exists, right? You're role modeling for them. So when it's time for you to share, that opportunity will be readily available. Aspiring entrepreneurs who build teams that seek feedback, you know, either that's from their potential customers or clients, you know, that's the active listening that you teach them to do is crucial. It shows respect and actually builds trust and allows them to gather valuable insights that can actually inform your company's decisions. You know, in today's diverse workplaces, executives who use active listening essentially are fostering a very inclusive environment that can navigate complex situations. This allows you to hear diverse perspectives and address concerns effectively and build a more engaged and productive team, right? Now, one of the things that we can utilize this for that you know, that active listening contributes to is psychological safety. You might have heard this term a lot out in the corporate world. When leaders actively listen, it creates a safe space for others, team members, to share their ideas without fear of judgment. This can foster what is considered to be psychological safety, right? We have physical safety, we have emotional safety, now we have psychological safety, right? And this is a key ingredient for innovative teams and environments and high-performing teams, especially in diverse environments, so that they can fully be present, aware, and available to do the best work that you need them to do. And in leadership development, active listening is a skill anyone can learn and everyone should be using. By encouraging team members to actually practice active listening with each other, you can cultivate leadership qualities like empathy, understanding, and problem solving essential for all your leaders. You know, if you want to do some, if you're on the East Coast space or whatever, Jay Thompson with Hike the Mountain does some great leadership development with active listening training. That's powerful and really brilliant. And then Kat Lakohi on the West Coast, you know, she does some wonderful workshops to teach us how to step into ourselves and have and learn how to do active listening with her workshops as well, which is really cool. Or you could, like, you know, take a workshop from me. I'm happy to help you with active listening. I think that would be cool. I can do that for you for sure. But active listening is not just about hearing the words that people say. It's actually about connecting with others. When I was coaching the executive team in New York 3 weeks ago now on their panel discussions and on their keynote speeches, during the panel discussion sessions, helping them learn how to do active listening was crucial and really fascinating to getting them to a place where they had a really impactful panel discussion. I did the same thing for the Leadership Navigator event back in March, which I worked with 9 different panelists, and it was really fun. I love helping people learn how to do active listening, but also engage in what I consider to be impactful and intriguing dialogue, right? Active listening, it's not just, as I said, hearing the words, it's actually connecting with other people. And that is impactful. And others who are watching you do that builds trust and fosters inclusion, which actually empowers everyone to feel valued and feel heard. Did you hear me? Feel valued and feel heard. They feel that that's happening. So silence your distractions, put your phone down and put that away and truly start to actively listen. You might be surprised what you find out. You might be surprised the impact that has on your leadership journey and the success for your organization. So thanks for joining us on this episode of Active Listening with Fearless Thinking. I'm your host, Michael DeVue. Team building is a powerful thing, and active listening can really help you do that, exploring how to collaborate together in an inclusive environment where everyone thrives. So until then, you know, keep learning, keep leading, keep listening actively. And of course, like I always say, keep fearless thinking. And then I'll see you on the other side. Good one. All right. Bye, everybody.